Hello and welcome to the Audio DT Devar Torah with Reb T, the show where we talk a few minutes on the Parsha of the week with a few practical lessons to keep. We are in Bo this week talking an interesting idea with some personal examples. Let's look at Perek Yud, Pasuk Yud, 10-10 wins. Lahavdil, see, there is evil before you. Paro says to Moshe and Aharon, they come back and again, Paro keeps changing his mind. His heart was hardened by Hashem, and some say it was his free will, some say it was free will was taken away from him, beyond our discussion for now. But it says, see, there is evil before you, as 10:10 says. So Paro said to them, by my astrological art, I see the star evil, Ra'ah, rising toward you in the wilderness. It is a sign of blood and slaughter. Consequently, when Israel, Bnei Israel, sinned by worshiping, this comes from Chabad.org, from the sages, by worshiping the golden calf and God threatened to slay them, Moshe said in his prayer, why should the Egyptians speak and say he brought them forth in evil? You know, it's from the fast days, Lama Yomaru Mitzrayim, you know, talking about bringing forth evil. The Egyptians will say, indeed, we have already said, see, there is evil before you. Hence, God bethought himself concerning the evil. God then changed the blood, of which this star was an emblem, to the blood of the circumcision. Thus, when Joshua, Yehoshua, circumcised the people of Israel, Bnei Israel, immediately after they entered the Holy Land, he said in Yehoshua, saw this a couple of days in Nachiomi emails, this day have I removed from you the reproach of the Egyptians. That which the Egyptians said to you, we see blood impending over you in the wilderness. And that comes from Rashi, from the text of, from our sages, from Chabad.org. The idea of astrological signs, it's above our pay grade, it's above our level to talk about if astrology and zodiacs are really influential or not. Obviously, everything comes from Hashem, but the idea of it, we want to touch upon. You know, they talk about the idea that there are different things that can influence us. There are different personality traits and the like. You think about two different people who were born a certain way, had different character traits. They had different tendencies in Tanakh, especially in Bereishis, especially in Shmuel. For example, the Talmud talks about if somebody was born under a certain sign that has a tendency to spill blood, this tendency can be realized in a number of very different ways, but they are subject to an individual's choice. Immediately comes to mind a murderer versus a shochet, a murderer versus a king. And the two examples that I thought of right away that the Talmud also picks up way before us is Esav versus David, King David. And you think about it, when David is anointed by Shmuel, Shmuel goes through all the sons and he says, is there no one else, son? Is there anyone else? And, you know, there is still the youngest, Jesse says, this is in Shmuel Aleph in Perek Tet Zion in 16:12. It says, Shmuel says, you know, where is your other son? Is there still anyone else? And so Jesse, Yishai says, they're still the youngest. He's tending the sheep. So he said, send for him. We're not going to sit down until he arrives. So Yishai sent for his youngest son and brought him in. Listen to the words that are used to describe him. We know that David was red. He was ruddy with beautiful eyes and a handsome appearance. So the Talmud picks on this a long time ago. I don't know where it's from. I remember hearing about it. They describe David that he was also very rugged, very ruddy, very red. But something different about his description. You know, when you look at in the Torah, when you look about, when they're talking about Esav, it says, Vayetzi harishon admoni, kulo ka'adere se'ar. The first one emerged ruddy. He was completely like a coat of hair. And they named him Esav. But the difference, Lahavdil, many differences, but the difference in the description here is besides for ruddy, they say handsome appearance, but besides for that, they say the beautiful eyes. So even though David was described as ruddy and red, he had the beautiful eyes. And I think the Talmud picks up and says, even though he had a tendency for slaughter, a tendency for being involved in bloodsheds and wars, he always had the beautiful eyes. He looked to the Sanhedrin and he asked for their permission and conferred with God in order to be able to go about any bloodshed he did. So that brings to mind the idea that a person can have a tendency towards different things. A person can have the ability inborn within them to do one thing or another. David and Esav might have been similar in that they were ruddy and they had a tendency towards quote-unquote violence, quote-unquote different things to go against, but you have to use your talents, you have to use your abilities in the proper way. The ideas of zodiacs and signs are like that. I want to give a personal example. I'm a January guy, and they say that Capricorns are determined, ambitious, practical, and helpful. They might be very serious signs. Some of them are introverts and have power signs and whatever, and they could be good at business, which I'm not, but there are things like that involved in the zodiacs, and definitely there is persistence and stubbornness in myself. I know that for sure, but there are different elements that are involved in that. But if you look at your tendency, if you look at your nature, you look at your name, when you are named, the parents have the Ruach HaKodesh. Hashem gives them, the mom and the dad, a little bit of divine inspiration, Ruach HaKodesh, of what the child will be like. So personally, my name is Nasan Mordechai. Nasan means to give. I like to give, especially in like a, especially not in a, in a manner that is, you know, in a manner that is, I like the chesed aspect, you know, not so much shears, even though we try to do the different lectures, but I like to speak and I like to try to give. That's Nasan and Mordechai. I don't know how to connect that yet. All these years, I'm still thinking Mordechai, the Purim story, was a real leader. I'm not like that at all, but maybe one day. But you also can look at the fact that we each have different psukim. I talked about this with my family recently, my mom and my wife, the different psukim really point a picture of elements that we could have, especially if you analyze them. And I thought about this recently. Why in the past few years did I feel such a surge to do podcasts and video, why audio recordings? And then I thought about the psukim that I say every day. And I think you should look at the psukim you say every day. I say two psukim for Nasan and Mordechai. Nasan is Ner Hashem Nishmas Adam Chafes Kol Chadre Vaten. This comes from Mishlei in chapter 20, and the verse means man's soul is the Lord's lamp, which searches out all the innermost parts, which I find interesting because a lot of times I do recordings late at night when most people are sleeping, but the lamp of the Torah is always alive, the lamp of the Torah is always around, and it banishes darkness. Rev Chaim Shmulevitz, the Musar master, once was walking on the street and saw somebody working by the candle very, very, very late at night. And he said to the maker, "Why are you still working?" And the maker said, I think it was a shoemaker, he said, "If as long as the lamp is still burning, there is still work that can be done," or something like that. And Chaim said, "Whoa, as long as the lamp inside us burns, there's still what we can be done." We should all be Zocha for 120 years, but especially at night in different parts, as long as the lamp is burning, there's what to be done. And at night, whatnot, we could do different stuff. And even with the darkness in the world, Torah can help us banish that. Hence the idea of that. And then my other pasuk is Ma'ahavti Torah Secha Kol Hayom Hisichasi. And I encourage you to look at your verse at the end of Shemona Esrei. It always says what your verse is. Look at the back of the art scroll. How I love your Torah all day, it is my conversation. Which I found very fascinating. You know, our points of our elements really point to what we should be doing. And here it talks about speaking about Torah, helping people, talking things out, not video. And I always hated video, but I always loved radio. Since a long, long time ago, high school, college age, when I had a show in college, not a show to help people, just a show to hawk around. But then in the past few years when we started doing the audio shows, I'm like, wow, this really connects. So I encourage you to look at your namesake, to look at your talents, your abilities. There was never anyone like you. There is no one right now like you, and there will never again be anyone like you. You have to take your role in this world. And Rav Rosner said in this week's Parsha Shir also, the world was not perfect until he put you in it. Hashem decided that you need to be in the world right now. That means the world was missing something before you. So what can you contribute? Only you. What do you have the unique capability? What do you have the unique ability to do? You have to take that talent and roll with it. What would you do if you could do anything you loved? If you didn't care about getting paid for it, if you didn't care about bills, what would you do? And my answer to that question in the past few years was literally radio, podcasts, and audio recordings. I love to do that, love to spread whatever we can. I'm not a Rebbe, just a Reb like everybody else, but there's stuff we could all do. That's what I would do, and that's what I like to do with you with the Daf and the Parsha and Pirkei Avos and my OT show. And you have to find what you do. If you love trains, then why are you working in the bank? If you love to help people in the nursing home, then why are you working in a school system? And if you love to be a teacher, you love to teach kids, then why are you working as a plumber? You gotta find the talents Hashem gave you. You have to do what you're supposed to, help the world, make the world a better place. Just as Parah was talking about astrological signs and the zodiacs and the like, and Hashem was able to switch it And just as David and Asaph had tendencies and they used it for their purposes, we should use our tendencies, our signs, our psukim for the right manners, for the right reasons, to make the world a better place as much as possible and bring Mashiach and Tikkun Olam as much as we can speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk the audio DT with Reb T.